I'd like to call the Schofield Town Hearing Agenda for fiscal year 2025 amended budget, June 9th, 2025. The time is 6:32 PM. Call to order, Liberty Smith, she's absent, Ralph Brinkerhoff.
Here.
Jim Levanger. Here, Brad Peacock.
Here.
Lorraine Bailing.
Here.
Okay, so with that, now we are going to be discussing.
Thank you.
The amended budget for fiscal year 2025.
So take a minute and look it over. See what you see in there, any. So, just by way of explanation, first column would have been what actually came into the town in 2024 and what we estimated we would spend with what we actually got in the third column. And that's why it's an amendment, because we have to change that estimate to what actually happened, to actual numbers. On the second page, on this, where it says parks and public property rental, we got $29.50. I would not always expect that. We got that because Cody Ecker had to rent our fire truck, and fire truck costs and money's coming in go into the general fund. So it won't, I wouldn't always expect to see that.
Any questions or comments?
Might take a little bit longer to go through it. It's a lot of paper.
Yeah, it's a lot of paper.
On the general fund where the bottom it says page six, that Class C road program, we were thinking we might do some work on the roads, but we had to wait for those roads to subside a bit, so we didn't actually spend it. That's gonna be something to look into.
One thing I noticed was a repair way off on that.
The maintenance repair on that parks and
trucks.
Lorraine, thank you for printing this out for us. Appreciate it. So where did the auditors say we overspent or whatever on that
They didn't say we ever spent on anything.
Oh, we were good on that?
Yeah.
The audit was triggered because if you had more than $1 million in your budget in any given year, it triggers an automatic.
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
It was a $14,000 bill. That's how much the audit cost us. It was just expensive because I had to go to two different auditors, but there was no.
Oh, no.
They didn't find anything.
Okay, I was trying to figure out why the audit.
Yeah, it went to Schmoon, Marshall and Ridge and Price, and then they said they needed to farm that. What was that?
You had to, it's state mandated, you have to go to a secondary.
No, it was more, why did they? So it was if you have more than $1 million in your budget.
Because of the metering and the well projects, because we had money coming in that we don't usually.
Yeah, if you go over $1 million, it triggers an automatic audit, which is expensive, as you can see.
Are we rated, no longer rated, how are we rated fire protection zones?
Five.
We're still at five.
Give them a little more time. We got a little bit of time in here. See if there's questions.
Well, if I was smarter, I'd probably have more questions, but they're not very good at this. So.
At least you've got questions.
And you said we're going to go over the improvements on the
fiscal year. Coming up.
The office buildings and stuff. Okay. All right.
That'll be in the next hearing in 5 minutes.
What's the next hearing? What's that?
Adopted budget.
Oh.
Funds invested in any kind of interest earning account?
Not at this time. We should really look into that.
Yeah, I look at $4 interest on $36,000. It seems like we're maybe missing a boat there. Even a 6 month CD, you get more than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's parts of it that could probably be invested.
Maybe that'd be a good thing to look at after you decide what you're going to do, because then you'll have a better idea of what you feel good about and what would be remaining in your things after you, you know, and then you'd know it. It's 26.
Yeah.
That's a really good point she makes.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I actually asked
Sherry
to look into that already, so. Maybe I can get with her and see if she's got any suggestions. it might be worth talking to somebody that does that type of stuff too.
Well, it's just CDs. We don't have a ton.
Yeah, we don't have. Yeah, we can just do CDs. Yeah. We can roll them over.
CDs are for more than $4.
Yeah, we can roll them over every 6 months.
Well, if you could keep some amounts of money in a lower interest one, because I just did some of this stuff, and there's some monies that I wanted to have available in an emergency, and they just don't create as much interest, but they're still making a little more than that. And in my non-knowledge, I never even thought about a town doing that until you mentioned it. I didn't.
Yeah, 4% interest. Yeah, aren't you looking at about $4,000 a year? And you've got, $300,000-$400,000 potentially that could go into CD.
Not that much.
No, well, you could put all of it in there.
No, but you could do 6, 12, 18 months.
And we could look at some of our, what are we saving for 6 months expenditures.
Expenditures and 12.
I think that is a pretty important way for the town to look at to create just a little bit of money because.
Well, we've also got to look and see what's legal for a town to do.
Yeah.
You could definitely put it in the winter when you can't build.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting close here. Should we? Anybody got anything else? Should we close this one down? Okay. Yeah. All right. Why don't we? Do I hear a motion to close the fiscal year 2025 amended budget hearing?
I'll make a motion that we close the 2025 amended budget hearing.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Time is?
Time is 6:44.